The unbroken signature of American blues sweeps across continents, cultures, and communities, like the city of Chicago, where the blues, deeply entrenched into the town's musical landscape for generations, harkens back to 19th century rural communities in the deep south of the United States. Arguably, American blues as a genre owes its existence and celebration to Africa. The form, mysterious and popular, is a multicultural genre, fusing traditional African music, European folk, American work songs, shouts, and chants. The style offers a penetrating glimpse into the secular world of one of North America's most important artistic statements.
Thank you. Thank you, but now we're going way down an alley. Way down an alley. I like to play a little bit.
American blues can, in fact, find itself rooted in other forms of music, like jazz, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll through framing patterns such as call and response, the specific 12-bar blues chord progression, blue notes, and the all-important shuffle or walking bass line, which gives the sound its unique trance-like hypnotic groove.
I've been downhearted, babe.
Blue notes, meaning a flatted third or seventh note in Western music's 12-note scale, and call and response, where the second musical phrase in a tune responds to the first, can also be found in spirituals, North America's Afrocentric sacred music. More precisely, the flavor of the blues, depending on the lyrics, is thematically the social opposite of what is expressed through African-American religious music, though in construct, they both express deeply held emotions found in the human condition.
Baby, how blue can you get?
The blues, probably first introduced after the emancipation of America's enslaved people, appeared more definitively later with the rise of so-called juke joints, where an earthy mix of dancing, drinking, and gambling going on down the alleyway seemed to marry well with this raw and unbridled music. Fittingly, the word juke is connected to the Gullah word jog, which means rowdy or unruly. The Gullah people are descendants of enslaved Africans who live in the low country region of the U.S., largely in South Carolina, Georgia, the Sea Islands, and the coastal plain.
I gave you a brand new food. You said I want a cat lot. A $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you want to give them back.
Among the many practitioners of the blues are names like Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, John Lee Hooker, Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Coco Taylor, Blind Lemon Jefferson, and B.B. King, who, with many others, breathed new life into American blues. His sophisticated style of playing and soloing not only set him apart, but also influenced a generation of emerging blues artists who today keep his mojo alive and well. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.